This is the recorded version of the notes which accompany the course units of Pimsleur's Japanese 2. These notes provide additional information on Japanese culture and Japanese communication practices. You will also find the notes printed in the accompanying course booklet. Unit 1.
知りません
versus
分かりません。さあ。
In Unit 1, you learn two ways to say, I don't know.
知りません。
And
分かりません。
While both mean, I don't know, they differ from each other in nuance. If you use them inappropriately in conversation, you risk offending the person you are speaking to and embarrassing yourself.
知りません。
Is used when you have no information about or knowledge of the matter being discussed, and therefore have no way of knowing how to answer the question and are unable to comment.
分かりません。
On the other hand,indicates your inability to respond to the other person with confidence, despite the fact that you have information. For example, if you are asked whether you like beer or wine, but you like both of them, you may say,
わかりません,
implying that you are not sure, and perhaps it depends on the occasion. If you answered,
知りません,
it would sound rude and might hurt the other person's feelings,as it could be interpreted as your unwillingness to respond to or even consider the question. It is equivalent to the English, how should I know, or who cares? Until you are comfortable with the difference between these two words for no, a safe rule is to respond using the same form the speaker used in the question addressed to you. You will notice that Japanese people often respond to your questions by saying,
わかりません。
Or with a long hissing sound of
さあ.
The Japanese prefer to leave their intentions and opinions ambiguous and indirect, especially in situations where there is the possibility for two or more different ideas or points of view. You may be frustrated over the frequent use of
わかりません.
Or
さあ.
Even when the answer appears perfectly obvious to you.This is a Japanese communication strategy to leave room for imagination and individual interpretation. The Japanese use extra caution not to hurt another individual's feelings, causing the other person to lose face. Consequently, they avoid losing face themselves. Unit 2. Introductions. Suppose you were an American named Bill. When introduced to someone,A proper way to identify yourself would be to say,
Bill と申します。
This means, I am called Bill. Literally it says, I say myself Bill, expressed in a humble fashion. This expression is appropriately modest and shows your sensitivity toward whatever difference in social status there may be between you and the other person. The Japanese are very much concerned about hierarchical human relationships and
申します。
Is a safe way to identify yourself when meeting someone whose position you do not know. You identify yourself humbly, elevating the status of the other person. In social situations, Americans almost always automatically introduce strangers to one another. However, many Japanese are not accustomed to doing so, and you may sometimes need to take the initiative and introduce yourself. Do not feel offended if you are not introduced.Since your Japanese host is probably unaware of the Western custom of introduction. The Japanese, on the other hand, will customarily exchange business cards when they meet someone for the first time. When you receive a card, it's considered polite to study the card long enough to understand and appreciate all the information on it, such as the person's name, title, company he or she is working for, etc.You can use some of this information as initial topics of your conversation. If you intend to conduct business in Japan, it will be very important to always carry your own business cards with you. Unit 3. Coffee shops. You will find many coffee shops in Japan. The shops have fancy names such as Renoir, implying the ambience of the shop. In a coffee shop, you can have not only coffee,tea, fruit juice, and other assorted drinks, but also light meals such as sandwiches, spaghetti, and pilaf. The price for a cup of coffee is higher than in the U.S., ranging from 300 yen to 450 yen, approximately $3 to $4.50. Portions are small, and there are usually no free refills, but you are really paying for the use of the shop's space and time. Japanese people will sometimes spend hours in a coffee shop, talking to friends, having informal business discussions, or simply reading magazines and newspapers. Unit 4.
お茶はどうですか?
In this unit, you heard,
お茶はどうですか?
How about some tea? While
お茶
literally means tea, which is normally green tea in Japan, this expression is used for a variety of drinks, such as coffee, brown tea, and even many kinds of soft drinks. By saying,
お茶はどうですか?
The person is suggesting not so much that you have tea, but that you take a break and have something to drink to relax. When visiting someone's house or office, you are usually offered a cup of tea before you ask for it. You may find that it is too bitter for you, but it's considered impolite to add cream or sugar. It's also in poor taste to ask for a different beverage, as this implies criticism of the host or hostess's chosen offering. If your host or hostess notices you are not drinking and asks if you would prefer another kind of drink, you could ask, for instance,
コーヒーはありますか?
Do you have any coffee? Unit 5.
コーヒーが欲しいんですが。
In this unit, you learned how to ask for coffee by saying,
コーヒーが欲しいんですが。
The
が
at the end literally means but, and it is added to soften your request and make it less direct. It implies, I would like some coffee, but I don't want to put you to any trouble, and if it is too much trouble for you, that is all right. It shows your modesty and respect for the other person's time and effort. Unit 6. Riding a bus in Japan. In this unit, the American man took a bus to
Shinjuku.
Buses are a very common means of public transportation in Japan. There are both local buses and long-distance express buses that connect large cities such as
Tokyo, Nagoya, Osaka,
and
Fukuoka.
When using Japanese buses, you will need to know the routes that a local bus system serves, the fares, and also whether to pay when you get on or when you get off. On Tokyo buses, for instance, there is generally one flat rate, and you pay when you get on. In addition, you are required to have the exact change. Just ask a person waiting at the bus stop,
いくらですか?
How much is it? Prepaid cards. You can avoid the difficulty of always having to have the exact change when you get on a bus, or when you make a telephone call, by using the prepaid cards, which are widely available in Japan. They are quite handy and economical. These are a kind of credit card with a limited amount of credit equal to the price of the card. Most prepaid cards are designed for one type of transaction and are available at many stores or vending machines. A telephone card, for example, is a plastic card with a magnetic strip that can be inserted in a green public telephone to pay for a phone call. Each telephone card costs 1,000 yen and credits you with 105 units. After each use, the card records the number of units spent on the call and subtracts them from the original value. You will find the card convenient when making long-distance or even international calls. There are many types of prepaid cards, among them bus cards, highway cards, train cards, and cards designed for use in various department or convenience stores. Prepaid cards have rapidly become popular in Japan, and they can be very convenient for an American visitor. Unit 7.
外人.
You have learned how to identify yourself by your nationality, for example.
私はアメリカ人です。私はカナダ人です。私は中国人です。
Most foreigners in Japan, however, particularly those from Western countries, are simply called
外人,
literally meaning people from outside. As an island nation, the Japanese were a self-contained society, culturally and politically, for many years, with only infrequent contact with the rest of the world. More recently, Japan has become an active member of the global business and political community. But to some extent, the island's unique and independent character is continued today. You may be pointed at and called
外人
as you walk down the street, especially by children in small cities unused to seeing many foreign visitors, but it is a matter of curiosity and is not meant to be disrespectful. Unit 8. Okay. In the conversation in this unit, you heard one of the Japanese speakers say, okay. As you guessed, it has the same meaning as the English okay. It is frequently used even by Japanese speakers whose English is not very fluent. You too can use some very simple English words and phrases, such as okay, yes, no, all right, excuse me, etc. An important tip, however, is that these expressions do not always carry exactly the same meanings and nuances as they do in English. You will notice that although a Japanese person often says okay when conversing with you, he or she may not be indicating to you that he or she understands or agrees with what you are saying. Yes may mean only, yes, I am listening to you, rather than, yes, I agree with you and accept what you are saying.
飲みに行きましょう。
If you stay in Japan for an extended period of time, doing business rather than simply traveling, you may be approached on any number of occasions with
飲みに行きましょう。
Let's go for a drink, or more politely,
飲みに行きませんか?
Won't you go for a drink? A drink in such a context does not mean coffee, tea, or soda, but rather it refers to alcoholic drinks. You may have heard that much business in Japan is done in bars after 5 p.m. It is believed that you can communicate your personal feelings more directly and conduct business more smoothly when relaxing in a social situation. When people ask you to join them for a drink, you can safely interpret it as an invitation to full-scale socializing, including drinks, hors d'oeuvres, or dinner, extending over several hours. Drinking, in Japan, is important in social as well as business functions. Unit 9. Days of the Week. You've been introduced to the Japanese words for several days of the week. Here is the week in total.
日曜日
is Sunday.
月曜日
Monday. Tuesday is
火曜日
The rest go
水曜日、木曜日、金曜日
and
土曜日
respectively. You'll notice that they all end in the same way,
曜日
meaning day of the week. If you remember the first part of each day, then you are all set. In fact, people sometimes omit the
曜日
and may simply say
月、火、水
etc. Words and phrases indicating time. There are many words and phrases that indicate time in Japanese. One distinct characteristic in Japanese, however, is that these words are usually placed at the beginning of a sentence instead of at the end as in English. For example, are you busy today? Is
今日は忙しいですか?
Literally translated as for today, busy is
火曜日は天気が悪かったです。
Is as for Tuesday, weather bad was. Japanese people tend to continue to place these words and phrases in the beginning of a sentence when they speak and write English. You will notice that many of them say, today, what shall we do? Or, last Monday, we went to Disneyland. Unit 10. Politeness.
いますか?
Versus
いらっしゃいますか?
The significance of observing the appropriate levels of politeness when you speak to Japanese people, especially those whose social status is apparently different from yours, cannot be overstressed. Although as a foreign speaker you are not always expected to know subtle nuances, if you wish to get ahead in business, for instance, having some knowledge concerning the levels of politeness and actually practicing them in your communication will surely help you in your attempt to attain your personal and professional goals. In this unit, you learned
いますか?
And
いらっしゃいますか?
They both mean, is here? The latter is far more polite than the former. If you are telephoning to a close friend's home and you ask another person in the family for your friend, you may safely ask
わいますか?
When speaking to a business associate, however, you would generally use
いらっしゃいますか?
You will find it necessary to make a distinction between the way you address your close friend and your business associate, or even your friend's family members. Initially, you may find the concept of using different expressions to convey different levels of politeness difficult to understand and remember. But stop and think for a moment about your regular English usage. While you may use the same words or phrases in different situations, you express your politeness by subtle changes in your tone, your intonation, or even sometimes your voice. You do not say, "How are you?" in exactly the same way when you see your friend, your grandmother, or when you greet an extremely important guest to your company or family. Unit 11.
いいですね.
When you say,
いいですね.
In response to someone suggesting you have something to eat at a restaurant, as you heard in this unit, it means, "That's a good idea. I'd love to." The same expression can also be used when you wish to give an affirmative answer to someone's inquiry. For example, if you're trying on some new clothes in a department store, a clerk may say,
いかがですか?
How is it? You can respond by saying,
いいですね.
The
ね
at the end will implicitly ask the clerk whether he or she agrees.
いいですね.
In this context implies, I like it, don't you? The clerk will probably say,
はい.
Indicating, I agree. You must be careful, however, when you say,
いいです.
Without the
ね
at the end. The meaning changes drastically, and instead it shows the speaker's refusal and withdrawal. If you say,
いいえ、いいです.
In response to, let's eat something at a restaurant, it means, no thank you, I'll pass. Whether you put the
ね
at the end or not turns the meaning around completely, so you need to be careful, especially when you are offered something.
ちょっと. ちょっと?
As in,
ちょっと暇がありますか?
Do you have a little time? Literally means a little, and you can use it in much the same way as its English counterpart. For example, you can use
ちょっと
before adjectives.
ちょっと暑い.
A little hot.
ちょっと長い.
A little long.
ちょっと重い.
A little heavy, etc. Depending on the context and the way you see it, however,
ちょっと
carries a very different meaning. When used alone in response to someone's request,
ちょっと
may show the speaker's reluctance. You will often hear Japanese people say,
ちょっと
in response to an invitation, implying that they cannot accept it, and further that they do not wish to be asked why. Used this way,
ちょっと
is a polite and indirect way of saying, no thanks. Here's an example.
Takako. 一緒に晩ご飯を食べませんか?
Won't you have dinner with me?
Kenji. 今日はちょっと...
As for today, a little. Literally, Kenji's response may not make much sense in English, but by answering
ちょっと
in a soft and hesitant tone, he's saying that for some unstated reason he can't make it. Don't pursue the matter further. Unit 12.
冷たい
and
寒い.
In this unit, you heard
冷たい,
which means cold. This is used to describe cold objects, such as drinks, food, etc. When you visit Japanese people in their home, you may be asked whether you want
熱いお茶,
hot tea, or
冷たいお茶,
iced tea. Hot tea is served most of the time, but during the summer, cold tea that is made from roasted barley or cold Chinese oolong tea may be served. You can also use
冷たい
for a person who is cold-hearted. You may hear some Japanese people say
冷たい人,
a cold person. Depending on the context, it may be a joke or a serious accusation. If you want to talk about cold weather, on the other hand, you must say
寒い
instead of
冷たい.
Unit 13. Climate in Japan. Despite Japan's small size, the climate varies dramatically since it stretches lengthwise, some 1,500 miles, from north to south. When visiting, you must be careful to plan what kind of clothes you will need, depending on which part of the country you will be visiting. In Hokkaido, the northernmost island, and the northern and mountain areas of Honshu, for example, it gets quite cold. In fact, the Winter Olympics were held in Sapporo in 1974, and held again in Nagano in central Japan in 1998. If you are in Okinawa, the southernmost part of the country, you will find a subtropical climate. Except for these extreme climates, the rest of the country has four distinct seasons. Generally speaking, Japan gets a fair amount of rain every year, particularly during the rainy season that lasts from mid-June to mid-July. The rain is, of course, indispensable to rice, the nation's staple diet. The summer in Japan is generally hot and humid. If you are traveling to Japan for pleasure, you should plan to be there either in the spring or fall, if possible. Unit 14. English Newspapers and Magazines. Keeping abreast of what is happening in your home country is an important concern, particularly if you conduct business for extensive periods of time abroad. Most major English newspapers and magazines are readily available in large cities in Japan. If you cannot find the ones you would like to read at a kiosk, a large bookstore, which you should find in virtually every town, is very likely to have them. You can also subscribe to English papers published by Japanese news companies. They are mostly English versions of Japanese papers and give you information on what is occurring in Japan and your local community. And thanks to advanced satellite and cable systems, in major hotels you can watch TV news from over 10 different countries in their original languages. Unit 15.
娘
and
息子.
We have stressed that showing your politeness is important in Japanese communication. The words used to describe family members change in a rather complex manner, depending on whether you are speaking of your own family or the family of the person you are speaking to. In this unit, you heard
娘,
daughter, and
息子,
son. These words can be used when you refer to your own children. You use different sets of words when you talk about other people's children with differing levels of politeness. Since this is complex, you are not expected to be able to use all of them correctly. If you are to stay in Japan for a long time, however, you will find such knowledge in politeness quite useful. Unit 16.
会社
literally means a company or an enterprise, but is used in various ways in Japanese. It usually refers to a physical setting, including the building and office space where people go to work. It also symbolizes a social unit with which many people identify and to which they feel loyalty. When Japanese people look for jobs, many of them consider it more important to find the right organization for them, where they feel secure about their jobs, with steady promotions and pay raises, rather than to find a place where they can grow rapidly as individuals through many challenges. If you ask a young Japanese boy, for instance, what his father does, he is likely to say, "My father works at a
会社.
When you ask him where his father's
会社.
Is, he may say it is Mitsubishi, Sony, Toyota, etc. You have no idea whether his father is the president of the company or a chauffeur. What he does for the company is not as important as what company or
会社.
He works for. Even though lifelong employment is no longer a common practice in many companies, people's commitment and loyalty to their organization is still highly valued. Unit 17. Gasoline and gas stations. In comparison to the U.S., the price of gasoline is quite high in Japan. Gas is sold by the liter instead of by the gallon. 1 liter is a little more than a quarter of a gallon, and the price ranges from approximately 110 yen to 125 yen per liter. These prices translate roughly to $1 to $1.15 per liter, or approximately $3.80 to $4.40 per gallon. The price varies depending on whether you are in a large city or in a small and remote village. Other than the price of gas, the services provided at a gas station in Japan are quite different. The gas stations are indeed full service. You will seldom, if ever, pump gas. Most gas stations have a number of attendants on duty, and they will not only pump gas for you, but also clean the windows, empty the ashtray, dispose of any other garbage you may have in the car, and even stop the traffic for you to pull out of the gas station. Unit 18. Even more ways to avoid saying no. In this unit, you heard the shopkeeper say,
切手ですか?すみません、切手は。
In answer to the inquiry as to whether he has stamps at the store. This response is literally translated as, stamps, is it? I'm sorry, stamps. This person is trying to imply that he cannot accommodate the other person's request by obscuring the end of the statement, rather than clearly ending it. We have repeatedly stressed that the Japanese tend to be indirect in their communication. A major reason for this is their great dislike of having any direct confrontation that may lead to the other's loss of face, which will consequently result in damaged human relations. Whatever the reason may be, you will find Japanese speakers making ambiguous statements far more often than people in the U.S. Vaguely finishing a statement is just one such example. Unit 19. Hospitals and Clinics in Japan. Whenever you travel to a foreign country, you certainly hope to stay healthy and away from hospitals. However, you must have some basic knowledge as to how you can get medical care in case the need arises. You will find as many hospitals in Japan as in the U.S., and the emergency rooms operate in much the same way in the two countries. Should you need an ambulance, you call 119, which is the number for a fire station all across Japan. You must be able to describe what is wrong with you. Here are some basic expressions.
病気
Sick
気分が悪い
I feel bad
熱がある
I have a fever And
痛い
Hurt
頭が痛い
Is my head hurts Or I have a headache
お腹が痛い
Is I have an abdominal pain And
足が痛い
Is my legs hurt Aside from large hospitals, you will find many small clinics with doctors whose specialties are clearly identified. Internal medicine, surgery, pediatrics, obstetrics, gynecology, dermatology, etc. You can simply walk into these clinics without an appointment. Though to a limited extent, many Japanese doctors have a minimal working knowledge of English. Unit 20. Drugstores. Drugstores in Japan are much the same as those in the U.S., except that they are less spacious and therefore the variety of merchandise available is limited. In most drugstores, you can purchase over-the-counter as well as prescription drugs. Items such as soap, shampoo, toothbrushes and toothpaste, and some household goods such as detergents and pesticides. You will also find small drugstores adjacent to many clinics. These drugstores usually only supply medicines prescribed by the doctors in the clinics. While you are likely to find most of the common cold and stomach medicines that you see in the U.S., you may want to pack certain brands that you find especially effective when you travel to Japan. Unit 21.
ですね?
As you have heard frequently in the units, and as you will hear in actual conversations, people very often end their sentences with
ですね?
This is a Japanese tag question, similar to aren't you, isn't it, or simply right. Again, this is a manifestation of the Japanese tentative attitude toward others. By adding
ですね?
At the end of a sentence, the Japanese try to reduce the degree of their assertiveness. You may even hear someone say
ね?
Not only at the end of a sentence, but in the middle and or the beginning as well.
今日ですね。
As for today, right?
私はですね。
I, right?
熱があってですね。
Have a fever, right? Many Japanese speakers do not seem to pay much attention to how frequently they use
ね
or
ですね
in their conversation, since it has become habitual.You may not wish to imitate blindly what the native speakers say, but if you can learn to use
ね
in an appropriate manner, it will facilitate your communication in Japanese. Trains in Japan. Japan is known for its well-developed, efficient railroad system. Most cities are connected by the Japanese Railways, JR. There are several classes of trains, determined by the number of stops that they make.They are, in ascending order,
普通
or regular, which provides local service and will make every stop on a line. After that, you have the
快速
or limited express train, which makes fewer stops and runs primarily for commuters. The
急行
or express train and the
特急
or super express make successively limited stops. And at the top of the line, you have the
新幹線
bullet trains, which usually run from one end of the line to the other with no stops in between. They run in the northern part of Japan between Morioka and Tokyo, the central part between Niigata and Tokyo, and the western part between Fukuoka and Tokyo via Osaka, Kyoto, and Nagoya.
新幹線
services are still limited to the metropolitan areas of Japan. When you use either the
特急
or
新幹線
you must pay for special express tickets in addition to the regular fare. If you know in advance that you will be using train services in Japan, you can save yourself quite a bit of money by purchasing a Japan Rail Pass prior to your departure from the U.S. Only foreign visitors can take advantage of this pass, which is valid for unlimited travel on JR lines. Unit 22.
Home.
At a train station. There are many words that the Japanese use in their conversation, which they have borrowed from English. While some of them are used in the same way or have a similar meaning, many others have been adapted to suit the needs of the Japanese speakers. The pronunciations of many such words are also altered, so you may not even notice that they came from English. One such example which you will find at a train station is the word
home,
pronounced like home. It is the word for platform, and it is used alternately with
sen,
track. You need to find out which platform you are to proceed to when you ride a train. Some stations in the nation's capital, such as the
新宿 Shibuya 品川
and
東京
stations, are huge and have up to 20 tracks or platforms. Just ask someone at the station,
横浜は何番ホームですか?
or
横浜は何番線ですか? ジムさんの車は?
You heard in this unit,
ジムさんの車は?
Strictly speaking, from the grammatical perspective, this is not a complete sentence. Translated word for word, the statement only says, Mr. Jim's car? If we were to make it grammatically complete, it would be,
ジムさん、あなたの車はどうしましたか?
Mr. Jim, what did you do with your car? You will notice that many Japanese statements are seemingly incomplete and even appear grammatically incorrect in English terms. Being able to read the speaker's mind and to let others read yours is an important skill in Japanese daily communication. If you speak in Japanese using clear, complete, precise sentences, which is an important communication competency in American discourse, you might be considered as a legalistic, aggressive, or even an offensive person. After some experience and practice, you will learn how to leave your language vague and incomplete in actual social situations. Unit 23. National Holidays in Japan. There are quite a few national holidays in Japan. Since all schools, government offices, post offices, banks, and most businesses, except stores, are closed on these holidays, you may wish to take note of them. The Japanese holidays are as follows. January 1st, New Year's Day. January 15th, Coming of Age Day. February 11th, National Foundation Day. March 21st, approximately, Vernal Equinox Day. The date varies depending on astronomical conditions. April 29th, Green Day, formerly the
昭和
Emperor's Birthday. May 3rd, Constitution Day. May 4th, National Holiday. May 5th, Children's Day. July 20th, Ocean Day. September 15th, Respect for the Aged Day. September 23rd, approximately, Autumnal Equinox Day. October 10th, Health Sports Day. November 3rd, Culture Day. November 23rd, Labor Thanksgiving Day. December 23rd, Emperor's Birthday. In case a holiday falls on a Sunday, the following Monday becomes an alternate holiday. Unit 24.
随分忙しいんですね。
In this unit, you heard
随分忙しいんですね。
Meaning, you're awfully busy, aren't you? Addressed to someone who will be going on a business trip. In the Japanese society, which highly values work, this statement is often taken as a compliment. The implication behind the statement is that the busier you are, the more important a person you are in your
会社.
Business people in Japan spend a considerable amount of time traveling. Because of the size of the country, it is quite possible to be in Nagoya on Wednesday, Osaka on Thursday, and Kobe on Friday. It is only a one-hour ride on
新幹線.
From Nagoya to Kobe. The weekend in Japan. Up until the early 1990s, most Japanese people would work or go to school on Saturdays. Given some pressure from the international community and sensitivity to the accusation of being workaholics, the Japanese government and businesses have started adopting a 2 days off practice. As a result, government offices, post offices, and banks are now closed on Saturdays and Sundays. Most schools are, however, still ambivalent about every Saturday being a holiday. They have adopted the 2-day weekend system every other week. This means that the students have every other Saturday off, usually the 2nd and 4th of the month. The school policies vary from one prefecture, equivalent to a state or a political subdivision in the U.S., to another. In some prefectures, schools may be off only on the 2nd Saturday of each month. Since most stores are open throughout the weekend, many people spend their weekends shopping. Unit 25.
けど.
In this unit,
山田さん
was asked by the speaker whether she wanted to join him for
お茶.
She said in response,
あいにく、ちょっと、3時に会議があります。
Sorry, a little, there is a meeting at 3 o'clock.
ちょっと,
as discussed in Unit 11, is added to indicate that the speaker may be willing to, but is unable to accommodate the other person's request. It is often used to avoid hurting the other person's feelings, and is another way to imply no. Later,
山田さん
says,
ええ、でもその後はちょっと暇ですけど。
Well, but after that, a little free time exists, though.She tries to make up for the necessary rejection by saying that she might perhaps be able to join him after the meeting. Note the
けど
at the end of the sentence. Also note that the man says later,
田園は?ちょっと遠いですけど。
How about 田園? It is a little far, though. You will notice that the Japanese often end their statements with
けど。
This is yet one more of the many ways to soften the tone and imply that they would not terribly mind if the other person did not agree with their ideas, requests, or suggestions.
けど
also suggests that the speakers are willing to accept and adapt to the other person's ideas. Many Japanese do not feel comfortable isolating themselves in any social settings, including meetings where Americans would readily expect to see open confrontation and clashes of ideas. You may wonder how the Japanese make group decisions. It certainly entails a long process in which subtle exchanges of ideas take place. Hierarchical relationships among the people involved in the process also play an important role. However, do not let the frequent use of
けど
fool you.Many people attach the word only in order to make their assertions sound tentative, while in reality they may indeed be strongly committed to their ideas and not at all ready to change their positions. While they will not refute openly,
けど
functions as a facade in many situations. Unit 26. Geography of Japan. Japan is an island country.But how many islands the country comprises is not so widely known. There are 4 main islands. Going from the north to the south, you have
Hokkaido, Honshu, Shikoku,
and
Kyushu. Honshu
is the largest island in size, population, and economic strength. Many metropolitan areas are concentrated along the Pacific coast on
本州、東京、横浜、名古屋、大阪、神戸、
and
広島。
While some fairly large cities such as
新潟
and
金沢
are on the Japan Sea, this coast is often referred to as
裏日本
or the backside of Japan.
北海道
is the northernmost island, and it has acres and acres of farmland. Many agricultural and dairy products support the economy of
北海道.
The largest city is
札幌,
where the Winter Olympics were held in 1974.
四国
is an island across the
瀬戸内海,
the inland sea of Japan, from
本州.
It is the size of all the Hawaiian islands put together.
九州
is the southernmost of the four main islands and is connected with
本州
by a tunnel and a bridge. The largest city is
福岡
Other than the four main islands, there are some 2,000 smaller ones, including the
沖縄
islands. The size of the entire country is about the same as that of the state of California.Considering that the population of Japan is about one-half of that of the U.S., and that half of the population is concentrated in metropolitan areas, such as Tokyo and Osaka, you can imagine how crowded the large cities are. Unit 27. Public transportation in Japan. Although business people may frequently make sales trips by car, the majority of people do not travel by car in Japan.There are many reasons that account for this. First of all, public transportation is well developed. You can usually choose among airplanes, trains, and buses. Airfares in Japan are higher than in the U.S., but the service is good and the planes are usually on time. The trains are probably used most often. Now that the country has completed its primary highway system, buses have become an inexpensive, alternate means of long-distance public transportation.A trip from
Tokyo
to
Fukuoka,
some 800 miles in distance, takes an hour and a half by airplane, 5 hours by the fastest
Shinkansen
train called
Nozomi,
and 14 hours by bus. Traffic congestion is another reason why many people do not drive long distances, especially on a trip when punctuality is very important. The high price of gas is yet another reason.Unit 28.
じゃあまたいつか。
In this unit, you heard
じゃあまたいつか
which means, well then, some other time. The expression is used to show social politeness, and it is equivalent to let's get together sometime. In this case, you would not ask, what exactly do you mean by sometime? If you did, you might be considered socially incompetent and rude. In Japanese society,With the extreme concern for politeness in human relations, you will come across many such expressions.
近いうち一杯やりましょう。
For instance, means, let's go for a drink sometime soon. In most cases, the person is likely to be saying it just to be polite, so the safest response is something like,
いいですね。
Or, that sounds good.
ご
and
お
as polite prefixes.When you refer to your own family, you say
家族
while you need to call someone else's family
ご家族
When you talk about your own house, you say
私のうち
my house. However, you say
あなたのおうち
your house when you talk about someone else's house. The rule concerning when to use
ご
and
お
is quite hard even for native speakers to explain clearly.You just have to know it, since there is no clear-cut, straight rule. It may be somewhat similar to a and the in English. Principally,
go
precedes a word that originally comes from the Chinese language, and
o
is used for those that are originally Japanese. Whether the word comes from Chinese or Japanese is a very difficult question, even for the Japanese. As a non-native speaker,You do not need to worry too much about making a mistake between the
go
and
o
although you should show your politeness by making the attempt to add the correct prefix. Unit 29.
遅くなってすみません。
In this unit, you heard
遅くなってすみません。
Which means, I'm sorry, I'm late. People's conceptualization of time is different from culture to culture, and their expectations vary accordingly. In some cultures, for instance, keeping someone waiting for 15 minutes is a sign of insult, while in others, showing up 1 hour late for an appointment is a common practice. Japan, in general, is classified into the former group of cultures. If you have a business appointment with someone to whom you must show respect, a prospective customer or employer, for instance, you should plan to arrive early. If you are invited to someone's house for a party, on the other hand, being a little late, say 10 to 15 minutes, is considered acceptable and even polite. If you are late for more than half an hour, it is appropriate to say,
遅くなってすみません。
You should by all means avoid having to use this expression when you have a business appointment. Unit 30. Gift giving. Gift giving is a very popular social practice in many settings in Japan. People customarily give gifts twice a year to their superiors, such as senior members at the workplace and teachers. The gift in the summer is called
お中元,
and the one in winter is called
お歳暮.
The
お
at the beginning of either word is the honorific prefix. People also bring gifts when they visit someone's house for a get-together, when they visit an office on business, and when they visit family members, relatives, and friends at a hospital. In this unit, the person visiting a Japanese home brought some chocolate for the host's children. Items such as candies and chocolates, flowers, and wine would make appropriate gifts to bring to someone's house when you're invited for dinner. The Japanese very rarely, if ever, have a potluck party. When invited for dinner, you may ask what, if anything, you may bring, but the chances are that you will be told nothing. These customs are very similar in Japan and the U.S., but one difference you may need to be aware of is that you are expected to show your appreciation again the next time you see your host or hostess.
この前はありがとうございました
is an appropriate thing to say. Thank you for the other day.
失礼します。お邪魔します。失礼します。
means roughly, I'm going to commit a rude thing.The Japanese use this expression when they enter somebody's room or house. A similar expression,
お邪魔します,
whose literal meaning is, I'm going to interfere with you, can also be used in the same situation. When you take your leave, on the other hand, you simply make these expressions into the past tense and say,
失礼しました,
or,
お邪魔しました, さようなら,
is considered as rather crude for an adult when you're leaving someone's house.